hello and welcome to Cumtown, Stav's apartment edition, where I lost one of the mics.
This is so, yeah, thank you.
We are taking, falling apart.
For taking responsibility for that shit.
Well, I'm replacing it. Eldis is on his way back right now with a mic, but until then, Adam's on my lap.
Do we have an XLR cable?
I have the XLR. Why didn't you tell me this? Because I could have taken one from my apartment.
I didn't realize till you guys were, like, I went to set it up, and I didn't realize till you guys were already on the way.
This is a fucking goddamn travesty. Are you doing the levels at least?
The levels are good, dude. We're all fives.
All fives?
All fives.
You got no
baby.
Headphones in? You're not even going to check?
No.
Not going to make sure.
You got headphones?
Well, we're drinking from Stav's brand new Nescafe, which is
Nespresso
Nescafe.
Nescafe is a type of.
I'm still waiting on my
coffee.
Goddamn Vitamix to come back from the Vitamix Corporation.
Oh, dude. Did you get it supercharged?
The fucking knob broke.
No.
Yeah, dude. I got a woo-woo on that bitch.
Did you get rims? You
I
get
got
spinners?
Some, spinners.
On your...
Fucking woo-woo on there. VTEC.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. I got a turbo on my Vitamix.
Dude, it turns a fucking. Oh, hell yeah. Damn, we sound good.
Yeah.
We sound like cute little bitches.
Nos.
Yeah, we got Nos, Adam. I actually like this because me and Adam are basically kissing.
Yeah. Oh, Sharon and Mike. It's all about doing gay shit with your boys, you know? That feels
like, yeah,
good.
It's like Bruce Springsteen. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Using the same mic.
Yeah, you're the sexy black saxophone guy, dude.
Oh, Clarence.
I'm Clemens. Bruce, though, for
yeah.
sure.
He's dead, Clarence Clemens.
Yeah, I know. So, yeah, we're just out here. I have now just, I'm in a bathing suit. I'm out of regular shorts. I'm out of all my laundry. I'm just fucking rolling around in a damn suit. I can't wait to die. I have to get a fucking MRI, dude.
Yeah.
This shit sucks.
This is going to cost like, what, $3,000?
No, I could probably get it for like $500, the doctor said.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I looked into, when I had that heart thing and I was like, I'm gonna go to the doctor and get this shit checked out. $1,000, no answer. Turns out that cuff I got at home.
Yeah.
It's like they had to recall because my guns are too damn big.
Damn, dude.
So
you shredded it with your bias.
I got too strong for the fucking blood pressure monitor.
Damn.
So it's not accurate.
Really?
Yeah. It only works for people with up to 13.5-inch biceps.
Damn, dude.
Which is like...
That's no good for
anybody
us.
That's done a fucking pull-up is
yeah.
going to have...
I got 17.5.
I mean, yeah, you're probably too fat for...
No, too strong.
Well, I don't know
too
about
strong.
That.
Say
well,
strong.
Well, I checked it like a pharmacy, and my shit looked okay, but
mm-hmm.
now my dick just completely doesn't work anymore. And I'm like, I'm waking up seeing spots again, so...
Your dick's just done, blotto?
Just out.
Damn,
lights
bro.
Out, dude.
What about when it's getting sucked?
Barely. I mean, I gotta get it on that. I gotta get on the dick pill game.
Oh, brother!
Romans.
Yeah.
Oh,
no.
We didn't say it on the pod, but I was making fun of this guy who's in a Subway ad for Romans, which is that like Birchbox for boner pills and hair and like what
hair plugs.
Hair plugs.
No, like a fucking propecia.
I'm so glad I'm not going bald. I was so freaked out about that, and then it just all came back.
So I was making fun of that guy. I was like, "Oh yeah, I saw like a boner pill ad on the subway," and then they have this like guy like that's in the ads, which he's like probably an actor and so stoked about getting a job, and then he found out that it's for a guy that can't get a.
That
his
was
dick up.
That was an episode of Friends,
and the guy was at Funny Moms. He was there.
Oh,
he
really?
Like raised his hand. Yeah, I brought him on stage. Yeah, he was like,
and then Adam sucked his limp dick.
Then I sucked his.
We
soft
had a couple
dick.
Of good riffs on this one.
Yeah.
You're talking about like
I missed it.
It's starting a charity for you.
Oh yeah,
so, we had a couple.
Amnesty International.
See, that was so funny is because that weird face guy who I said I wouldn't call him that.
We're
anymore.
Nice to him now.
His name's David.
Yeah, he's nice. Shout
I
out to David.
I already introduced him as the weird face guy.
Shouts out Dave.
And he was upset about that.
Yeah,
I mean, about being weird face
upset.
Guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh huh.
But
he
I think he said it, and then
that's
he
pretty
said,
good.
We had already been doing puns that were terrible. He says Amnesty International.
He said a different one.
Adam tries to shit on him. Adam's like, you don't do the puns or whatever.
Oh, shit.
And people booed the guy, and I was like, don't boo that guy.
No, that's not true. He did not say Amnesty International. He said something else international, and then I said Amnesty International.
Damn.
I improved on this amateur,
what
David's.
What did he say then?
Some other shit that didn't really make sense. Fat Guy International. I don't know.
Okay, I like Fat Guy International.
I choose to believe that's got a nice hand this season.
Yeah, right? Yeah, that is good. Yeah, that is good to choose to believe that because then Adam just stole
Adam
from
just
him.
Stole it. Disrespected that weird face faggot on the.
Fine, David, your face is fine.
Nick calling you the F-bomb, though.
Yeah.
I'm going to stop saying, you know the word.
Fagé.
Fagé.
I don't give a shit. I'll say anything.
Yeah? Say cunt.
I can't do it. I respect women too much.
Is it time for you to announce that you got a joke on the new Ali G show? The new Borat show?
No.
Okay, never mind.
Are you sure, dude? I heard you wrote for that.
No, I didn't.
You wrote a very specific joke.
I'm not going to say I got shit on a show where I probably didn't get shit on.
But you got one joke on.
I like consulted on it for 3 days.
Yeah, you consulted for a specific congressman, didn't you?
Yeah, for a specific word
that
he
wrote
used.
The N-word. Yeah. No, I was joking around saying that, but I don't want to imply that I came up with that bit or told it.
No.
Just the part where he shouted the N-word 4 times in a row.
Yeah.
And
I mean,
pulled his ass
apart. Honestly, it feels unprofessional to even say I was involved with a thing when they had me barely contribute anything.
Yeah, no, it's just a bit to say that you wrote the N-word, man.
Yeah.
You're overthinking it, dude.
Anyways, we're doing charities for you.
Yeah, give me some more charities.
Well, Bread Cross, obviously.
Bread Cross, yeah, that's good.
The Make a Dish Foundation. Mm-hmm.
I think Slob Nation Army, or no. No, that didn't work. What was the other one that we did?
Well, the best
one. 7 Inches Army was good because I have a 7-inch penis. No,
that wouldn't have been true.
It's just how big my dick is. It's 7 inches.
A 7 inches army gonna fuck your ass.
That's, first of all, not a charity. It's a song.
You've
moved away from
my dick 7 inches. I do not have a small dick. It's actually 7 inches, and I fucked you with it.
Anyways, I think my magnum opus on that motherfucker was instead of the white helmets, it's the tight helmets. What is it, Phimosis?
Phimosis, yeah.
Yeah.
Because your dickhead is.
And my dickhead. That didn't really get a response, but.
It's the best one.
It's moments like that where it's like, okay, this is why I have the microphone.
it's for you, it's not for them, you know?
Yeah, but that's. Yeah. First of all, I'm a very talented.
It should be for them.
I'm a
if
very
they knew
talented,
any better, of course, dude.
If you want
tight helmet or whatever you said.
The tight helmet. Yeah.
The
white
tight
helmets.
Helmets. Yeah.
Fuck that, dude. This world can take everything away from my self-esteem, but not that.
Not tight helmets.
Not tight helmets.
Damn, dude.
Sometimes the boy can come through, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Last minute. My dying breath. What are we talking about? Restaurants?
Yes.
But they're for.
For Chinese people.
It's Black Donald's.
And I
just disappear like Obi-Wan Kenobi.
You're fucking.
And Adam's like, Ben!
Yeah. Your stained Adidas tank top just is on the floor. Yeah. And underwear with cum all over them.
Hell yeah.
You have a nice look going today,
I do.
Dude.
The Narcotics Anonymous look.
You got that light wash jeans.
Go try and buy heroin off a teenager.
Yeah. Light wash jeans, that fucking gray pullover, the Air Force
ones. It
sucks
like no one does heroin. Everyone just does cocaine.
Well, people do it.
Heroin is back in a big way, dude.
Yeah, but I don't know my friends.
Demi Lovato just almost died or whatever.
I'm not friends with Demi
Lovato.
And
she doesn't even have that big of titties.
Right. She's fat.
Damn, she almost died. Her titties aren't that big.
People are doing pills, though, I feel like. People are doing, like...
Oxys.
Isn't that basically heroin?
It's similar.
It's a junior heroin.
I love pills.
You take, an 80-milligram oxy, or if you, really want to just push it to the limit, take two of them and just fucking nod off.
That sounds awesome. I've been taking two big-ass fucking edibles every night and just zonking the fuck out and waking up fucking gnarly as fuck.
I can't sleep on edibles.
Oh, I sleep like a fucking baby with a hard-ass dick.
I've taken enough Oxycontin that it feels like heroin, but I've never shot heroin. I've only ever snorted it.
Mm.
So I don't know if...
Like the bitch from Pulp Fiction, Uma Thurman.
Yeah.
You got your Uma Thurman on?
Well, it's weird because in that movie she does the line thinking it's coke and then her nose starts bleeding,
mm-hmm.
which... Heroin's not like crystalline. I don't know why that would happen.
I don't know. Maybe for cinematic effect.
Yeah, but you really don't have to do a lot of that shit to get fucked up.
Because this bitch took a fat rail.
Yeah.
Uma.
You can't do like that shit like you would do cocaine.
Yeah.
You do like a key bump.
Damn, dude. Now, should I do heroin?
We should all do heroin.
Dude, let's do it.
Everyone that I know who did it misses it.
Wow, heroin's like my dick.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. it'd be nice to start with a girlfriend. Then you don't have to fuck them anymore. But you stay really strong. The relationship gets really strong.
I knew these two junkies that would just shoot up and then scratch each other, and they would talk about love just like itching each other. And
yeah, that's horrible.
That sounds fucking awful.
Well, the nice thing about your relationship is that at a certain point you do stop fucking your girlfriends, and other people start fucking.
Yeah,
them.
Yeah. That's
fucking
something that happens.
Swap out.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. You tag team. Adam's on the ropes.
I'm like Adam's on the
ropes.
Please, yeah. Please tag me in. Please tag me in.
I'm like one of these like make a bitch come like five times and then I'm done. I'm good.
And then I ride my motorcycle out of town.
Yeah, you know, I'm like the dad from.
And then my cock
Angels
stops
the
working. Yeah,
yeah. Dick stops working. Only thing I can think about is drugs.
Yeah.
I just want to do drugs.
Having a limp ass dick in a mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, it used to be the magic solution to getting my dick hard again was getting it sucked. But now,
the magic solution.
Now it's gay pornography.
Yeah. Now it's looking at fucking zip files that I get emailed of young boys wrestling.
No, I mean, because like I've had that. I've had the Apple Watch for a while, mm-hmm. and like back in December, I guess was doing a decent amount of blow.
Yeah,
it never was it giving me that heart shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I did the blow last week, which has been fucking me up for like a week.
Yeah.
I mean, I think a lot of this.
You got depressed after you saw Nanette and then did blow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, that night, that thing was just going off.
Yeah. Oh, the night you were doing it?
Every like 5 minutes, the Apple Watch is like,
no.
You need to go to the hospital.
Holy shit, dude. Don't do any more coke.
Nah, dude, I'm trying to die. This is a death cult. We're all going to die together. Everyone who listens.
Can we say
you know
that
how like
thing?
Legion of Skanks does like the countdown for New Year's? He's like, yeah, dude, you can sync it up. I'm doing the same thing.
Yeah.
But we're all just going to fucking overdose at the same time.
Yeah, it's going to be like Jonestown.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sounds hot.
A friend of mine apparently listens to the show and told his therapist about Cumtown, and his therapist told him that other patients had told him about Cumtown. No!
Yeah.
We are literally running a death cult.
No, stop.
Yeah, dude.
Fuck.
It's real.
And I heard that, we were like, that is so fucked up.
Yeah, that sucks.
Welcome to the pit, you know?
Hell yeah. We should. You know what? Fuck it. Let's do it. If we're here already, let's all be fucking Bane, dude.
Yeah. I hate this world.
Yeah.
I fucking hate this world, and I want to watch it just fucking, just completely collapse in on itself.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Let's do a
Fight Club. What did they do? They blew some shit. They blew up that big ball.
They blew up Delaware. They fucked
the
up Wilmington,
burn.
Delaware. No, I'm serious.
Because it's like credit cards
it's
or whatever?
It's all the credit card companies.
Let's do it. Hell yeah. Dude, let's go to fucking Delaware.
Let's stay with Ian's mom.
Let's fuck Ian's mom.
Yeah, let's all fuck Ian's
let's
mom.
Fuck Gail.
Like, Ian, we're your dad now. He's like, Dad?
We all go.
Finally. Finally, Dad's back.
We all go wearing Oshkosh, like seersucker overalls, like train conductors.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, it's my husband.
How about
your
a guy
dad
that's like
now?
3'4" and he's like, "What's up? Name's Josh. Josh Kosh." He just wears Oshkosh.
That would rule.
And all the girls are like, "I don't know. There's just something about him. I really like that Josh guy." He's like, "Yeah, I'm pretty cool." I'm like, "What do they see in that guy? He's a talking baby with cool beach bum hair."
I bet that guy could get pussy.
It's just a 3'4" Justin Guarini. And all the women just love him.
Yeah, I bet he could get pussy.
Yeah, anybody can get pussy, dude.
But a little guy?
That's the thing. All it takes is
I mean,
a
that's
gun.
True.
Yeah.
A gun, a secluded alleyway.
Yeah.
A man wearing flip-flops. Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. A coward. Mm-hmm. A coward wearing flip-flops.
You know what I want to make?
Being the only witness?
I'm going to make this. This is going to be great.
I can't wait.
It's a whistle, but it's called an I'm not being raped whistle. Okay. Because rape happens so much. Like, we know this. It's a constant problem. So women should just...
Eldis is here with the mic.
Hold on.
Thank you, Eldis.
I'm in the middle.
Yeah, go ahead. Finish, Eldis. Nick is in the middle of a not getting raped whistle idea.
Yeah. No, because rape happens so often, right, that women need a whistle to signify that they're not being raped. But here's the trick. We sell the whistle to rapists. So that way you take your date out to an alley, take her out for a nice evening behind the dumpster.
Yes.
And she's like, oh, I'm being raped. Time to get out my rape whistle. Boom, what happens? An even bigger
the
whistle.
The rapist has the not getting raped whistle.
So someone's like, is that a girl being raped? Oh, no, she's not being raped.
Yeah.
It sounds a little like there's a rape whistle underneath the not being raped whistle, but...
Just to be safe, shouldn't it be like a not being raped air horn to really make sure the whistle... You can't hear the whistle?
Bum, 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 bum.
Yeah, not getting raped vuvuzela.
Yeah.
Nice one, Eldis.
Yeah. Vuvuzela references, I'm all about them.
Oh, yeah.
2018, 2019, I'll cruise to my sweet death.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we remember it, Eldis. Yeah. You're off mic, though, so shut up, bitch.
Yeah. Eldis is ruining the show. Save Amber it. Style.
Yeah, this is a very Amber throwback.
Everybody wants Amber to come back on.
Let's get Big Titty Amber back
in
the mix.
Let's have those sweet cans.
Let's go to her apartment so we can see Ernest, old school.
She wanted to come over this week.
Did you let her?
Out of town. No, I got to go see my insane grandmother on the Eastern Shore.
And damn.
At the, I guess, Big Hunt on...
Oh, yes. Hold on. Hold on. We're about to pause for getting Adam his own microphone, everyone. And...
Wait, hold on. This is almost perfect timing.
Okay.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Adam, you're going to have to wait 4 minutes to get your own. Don't do that.
Don't do it, Adam. Do not do it. You'll fuck up the whole file, bitch.
We'll pause in a second.
All right, so go get a sock to throw over it, Adam, while you wait. Mm-hmm. what's going on with your insane-ass grandmother, bro?
I don't know. She's got dementia real bad, so...
Can you still get crabs on the Eastern
Shore?
She thinks
my grandpa's sister is his girlfriend, and she's, like, accusing him of cheating on
her. Cheating?
She's trying to run away.
What was your grandpa fucking his sister?
Well,
to be fair?
Yeah, that's his move.
Hell yeah. Bump, 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 bump. Suck on my little penis. No, dude, 4 minutes.
You're giving me anxiety.
You're in the penalty box, Adam. That's fine. You're in the penalty box for having a little ass dick.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to the Eastern Shore.
Most egregious penalty.
is it too late to get crabs? No, it's the middle of the summer. I forgot what time it is because I've been in my fucking prison here in my home, but...
Yeah.
You think you're going to have time to sneak
in? I got crabs yesterday.
Did you? Fuck.
Went to Brooklyn Crab.
Were they good?
They were okay.
You need that Beemore shit, baby. That Eastern Shore type shit.
I got blue crab.
Okay.
Yeah.
Damn. I want crabs.
I had mad seafood in Cape Cod this weekend.
You went to Cape Cod? I thought you were going to North Carolina, bitch.
Yeah, we called an audible, like, because we picked up the RV and we saw it was raining all weekend in North Carolina, so we just drove up to Cape Cod and said, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it was sick.
After that, what are we going to do for our bachelor parties, boys? Hmm?
What do you mean?
Our joint wedding.
Oh.
We each marry a woman.
We all marry the same woman?
Same woman.
Honestly, that might be the solution.
What's that Korean church where everyone gets married?
The idea of marrying one person terrifies me, but if all three of us married the same...
We get a third of that
just
pussy?
Just whore. just a big fat whore.
When I first started dating
we all,
Dasha...
We come in like a queen.
When I first started dating Dasha, I said she is our girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
That's true.
You guys let me run with it as my own, but, you know, it's the invitation's still open.
So should we get back in there?
We should all just fuck Dasha.
Yeah, it's true.
You guys seem to have a nice relationship. Me and Stav should be able to ruin that.
Yeah, exactly. Me and Nick haven't really ever felt love that way, so why
I'm
don't we get a piece
of
that?
Of it.
Yeah, I think I am too, unfortunately. Yeah. I'm capable of some very fun times, and I'm fun to be around, but when it comes to real feeling,
oh no,
I
even,
got nothing.
Even come close, I have to shoot up a bank or something?
Yeah, oh yeah. Oh, in terms of what I felt good doing... It's been drugs and eating, like, you know, me and Eldis had a day where it was
the
like...
The only time I'm happy is when I completely destroy my life.
Yeah, absolutely.
When I throw everything away and it's like, yeah, fuck
when it. When it's happening, I'm like, this sucks, but the beautiful aftermath...
When it's happening, once I've, like, securely fucked everything up in my life and it's just... Everything's on fire.
Yes.
It's like...
And you're smiling.
I'm like, yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking hell
I love
yeah.
starting over. It feels awesome.
Me too.
Because there's no fucking. You don't. No one expects it's shit from
freedom.
You.
It's fucking freedom.
Yeah, dude. Let's
burn
it down.
That's all I want is freedom. And the closer I get to it, because like you know, the podcast makes money.
Yep.
I have all these things that I thought I wanted. I mean, I feel like not creatively fulfilled, but at least I have like some degree of success. Yeah. And it's a prison.
And also, we could become more creatively fulfilled if we worked a little harder at it, though. To be
fair.
Yeah,
I'm not doing that.
Well, I was until this fucking foot injury, and now I've just thought I'm going to get fat as shit.
Uh-huh.
Eat cheesecake. I haven't had cheesecake in a while. Maybe I'll get a whole cheesecake and eat it.
How about cheesecake?
Cheese?
Dude, how much cheese do you want? Do you want more cheese in the cake? Please do not touch the cheese.
Oh, man. I love cheese.
You want hot cheese, cold cheese?
I love cheesecake so much, and I'd like to either put it in my underpants or gamble on it. I don't know which one.
Well, I'll tell you, if you want to gamble on cheese, you can check out this little website called BetDSI.com. It is one of the premier sports betting websites.
Whoa.
They've been around for 20 years.
20 fucking years, bitch.
You know, paying
out
winners.
Paying
out those fucking winners. And telling
fast,
them, telling
reliable.
Losers to hit the fucking
suck
bricks.
Our fat cocks.
You're fucking bad at gambling? Guess
Garble
what?
Garble these nuts, bitch.
I hope your mother's, you know, raped by police officers.
I don't know about that.
That's in our ad, our official ad. In the ad.
We're just reading the copy here, just, folks.
Look. I'm not in charge of marketing. I take risks. I gamble. That's why I love BetDSI.com.
Right, brother.
It's a lot of, it's for guys like me. The high rollers. They like having fun. You know?
Oh yeah.
You know, a lot of leverage. We'll see what happens. They got an easy to win award easy to use award winning mobile app. Play, bet, win, download it. You can bet anywhere. They offer live in-game wagering. You can change your mind. Not only sporting events, but also, like, you know, whatever. Is Trump going to kiss Putin? That's a big joke everyone likes. That they're
he's
gay.
Gay
with each other. Bet on it.
Gay.
If you think that's a funny joke, put your fucking money where your mouth is and bet on it happening.
That's right.
And you can do that on BetDSI.com. Mm-hmm. You guys got any picks?
Yeah, let's see. I mean, baseball sucks dick, and it's the only thing that's happening, but let's Google.
Also, I think I said last time, let's not make place bets for or make predictions for things that have already happened. Then we did the All-Star game and then it went up after the All-Star game.
All right, so let's see right now. All right, at 10 o'clock today, so you got to get it up before then. Nick, the White Sox are playing the Angels, and I haven't watched any baseball this year, but pick the Angels, man.
Yeah.
Because I'm a man of God, first and foremost.
Halos. Bet Halos. Thousands of dollars
your whole life
on the fucking Angels.
On the Angels versus the White Sox of Chicago.
Yeah.
Chicago. Chicago, more like it. Mm-hmm. I'll be there next month. In September, please come see me.
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, go to BetDSI.com. Bet on that shit. Use promo code capital C, lowercase UM25, come 25, to get a free $25 wager and a 200% bonus
match
on
your
deposit.
Your shit, bitch.
A couple of people bitched at me for referring to that 200% as a match rather than a bonus.
It's a bonus, baby.
It's a bonus. So how that works is you put in, like, I don't know, $100. They give you an additional $200, but it's only to be used for, like, betting. Mm-hmm. You can't just sign
it
up
out
and expect
and then
take it out. So obviously that's not how it works, but you do get a free $25.
That's some big dick shit.
So fucking check it out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
BetDSI.com, capital C, lowercase UM, 25. And we will be right back after we plug this fucking faggot into the...
And we're back.
And we're back.
We're back.
I have my own microphone.
Adam's got his own mic. It's covered in a sock because I didn't get a wing guard. Shouts out to Eldest making that fucking Guitar Center run.
I haven't shit for days either.
Really?
Yeah.
What's your diet like right now, brother?
I don't fucking know. All I had yesterday was some Malaysian beef jerky. Oh, and
I love Malaysian beef jerky, man.
I know. It's a
fuck.
Deep, what is it?
Deep Chinatown
it's
cut.
So
people
good.
Don't know about it.
Me and Nick had a beautiful day.
Yeah.
Where we just went to the bike
shop
shopping, and then we ate fucking beef jerky, dude.
Yeah.
We got $40 worth of beef jerky.
We had a gay romance.
That was awesome.
Hey, I was there that day.
No, you weren't.
Yeah, no, I wasn't.
Oh, this is like when you said you were at the...
I was there at the feminist bookstore.
No, you weren't, bitch.
It was my fault we went there.
Am I wrong about that?
I don't think you are, man.
You don't need to get back into it. No, Stav, you weren't sure. I definitely was there.
I don't know, man.
It feels pathetic to even get back into this. It feels really lame and pathetic to get back into this. Oh, Stav, I did LSU this weekend.
Hell yeah.
We took it, and then we went to this place to pick up kayaks, and we were going to trip and
me and George are going to do that in Seattle, but I forgot.
Maybe Adam might go to Yellowstone next week.
What the fuck?
Yeah, because Nick is depressed. He wants to do trips.
Come on, man. Yeah. Well, I'm with my foot.
Well, wait till your shit gets better. We'll go to Yellowstone, see some fucking bighorns.
I love this shit.
We'll get you one of those little...
Bro, we should go on a tour / fucking trip.
Drop acid. I start killing the animals with a crossbow.
Just a hammer. Fucking beating a fucking coyote.
Like, what are you doing?
Coyote.
I'm like, I'm going to use every part of it.
Anyway, so we're like coming up on acid. We get to the beach, and then none of the kayaks are there.
Oh no!
And we're like, "What the fuck?" So we call the lady, and she's like, "This five or four foot eleven lesbian Cape Cod, crusty Cape Cod woman with like blonde mullet, like comes on the beach." She's like, "Yeah, the people that like went out before you with the fucking kayaks, they're like they're lost at sea right now.
What?
So we're like coming up on drugs, and we're like, oh shit! She's like, there are kids out there. They said they're hyperventilating, they're lost, and they don't know where they are.
Holy fuck!
So we're like sitting on the beach watching this all unfold.
Yeah, and, laughing with the kids drowning.
No, and then two of the kayaks come back, and it's the dad with two kids, and then like another woman with two other kids. And then he's like, yeah, my wife and the babysitter are out on the other kayak. And you saw this guy, like, pacing around the beach, like, thinking, like, his wife was dead. And, like,
the woman
that he's potentially fucking was out there with his wife both.
You can't leave your wife and your side bitch on the same kayak.
Look at Julia Vins' Instagram. She just posted a black and white picture of herself. She says, should I post more photos and stories about my life, not only about sport, or not? It's a comment from... Sue Hale's official. Please post about your personal life. Love from India. That's the best Indian Romeo move, is saying where you're from.
Mm-hmm. Love from India.
What does Sue Hale look like? Is he hot?
He's a model.
Really?
Yeah. Anyway, so...
Should we fuck him?
So she like...
Yo, Indian guys really do believe in themselves too much.
They have
so much confidence.
Well, it's so funny because in India, they had arranged marriages until like... I don't know, the election.
They still have them,
but dating's like brand new.
So it's all
these guys that are like 35 years old that, shooting their shot in the way that a 12-year-old would. Like,
in the DM,
fucking
dude.
Calling a girl up from like the school phone directory. And being like, is Rebecca there? And then hanging up. You know, because they don't understand. Mm-hmm. You know.
I think that's what happens. The more sexist a society is, the more the men believe in themselves.
Yeah.
Because it's like a zero-sum thing of, like, how much belief in yourself you're allowed.
Yeah, that's why, like, guys will, like... Dasha shows me, like, DMs of guys responding to her Instagram stories, and it'll just be, like, sex, sex, sex. And then it's like, please to come to Dubai. Sex, sex. Please, sweetie, please to come to Dubai.
Sex, please.
Sex, please, please.
Did you guys see that one lady from Dubai or some shit, or maybe Kuwait or some shit?
Oh, yeah, with the Filipino.
Who was talking about how are we going to give Filipino... I can't give my Filipino servant her passport.
Yeah.
What if she wants to
run
leave?
Away. Yeah.
What if she decides to leave? And then she complained that they get a day off every week. She's like, it's bad enough. We give them a day off. Every week.
How about instead of Filipino, it's Philippine hole into sounding.
Okay. Oh, yeah, cool. Yes.
Should I get into sounding?
I mean, your cock's not working anyway, man. Try it out.
I should just shove
just
wires.
Open
up
it up. Yeah.
Just get some goddamn wires.
Put a fucking rolling pin in
there. You need
a
new way to feel alive, Nick. To feel truly alive. To get that electricity go up your spine, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you should get into ASMR.
The car batteries and shit.
Yeah.
Put a little electric dildo in your ass. That probably feels good. You know, a little jolt. Put an electric eel smooth up your ass. You know what I'm saying?
So this lesbian woman who's renting the kayaks, she's like, I'm so fucking pissed right now. These fucking idiots taking my kayaks out. She's like, I got to get my Spider-Man tattoo finished. And then she shows us her tattoo. So on one arm she has... Harley Quinn Joker making out.
On the other
arm,
she
has Spider-Man Mary Jane making out.
Oh, that
and
rules.
We're like, she's like, yeah, I wanted to get the DC on one side, Marvel on the other side. And we're like, so like, what other tattoos are you getting? And she goes, you gotta get the Penguin. And at that point, like, we were all, like, fully tripping.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we just bust out laughing in her face.
Oh, my God. Dude, and then she fucked you up.
Yeah, it was so fucking funny.
What did she? How did she respond to your laughter, your cruel Jewish mockery?
No, she thought it was cool. She was like, yeah, that's cool, right? The, the penguin. I got to get a penguin pet.
That's pretty heteronormative of her, though.
Yeah, that she was getting, like, straight couples.
You know?
Yeah.
She should have gotten Harley Quinn and Poison Ivy sucking each other's
pussies.
My
other friend who was with us, who wasn't tripping, is sober, and he was telling me that he's in the program, and, like, he also runs a vape shop and stuff.
The witness protection program from raping children
for
years.
No, the Narcotics Anonymous. Yeah. And he runs a vape shop, and so he's around sober people a lot. Like, I guess sober people are really into the vaping and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he was like, you have no idea how important the Joker is to the sober community.
Hell,
like,
yes.
They love the Joker.
Why?
Like, I don't know why.
Because they're twisted? Like, he's twisted just like that?
I guess, yeah. That's how
Narcotics Anonymous is the saddest fucking place in the world.
Yeah.
It's just, I mean, obviously, like, Mogadishu.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
But,
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Somalia.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Maybe,
a lot,
maybe,
a
maybe,
lot of other places.
Maybe the Narcotics Anonymous in Sudan.
Yeah, yeah, you
know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, I would go to those, and it's just, like, these broken, middle-aged men that are, like, I've destroyed my entire life, you know, but at least I have my friends who the only thing I have in common with is despair.
We used to do drugs.
Used to do drugs, and it's, like, it's somehow worse. I mean, it's, like, harder to deal with than people that are, like, struggling with cancer or some kind of terminal disease. Because I feel like there's a process built into your head that, like, will allow you to accept the grief and the inevitability of death. Like, people find peace at the end.
Yeah.
But if you're actively just waiting for it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah,
where
it's
not like there's some immediate reason why you're going to die, but there's, like, literally no reason for you to be alive anymore. The only thing that sort of, like, removes that feeling from you is been deemed a problem by society, and also because it destroyed your marriage, which you probably would have destroyed on your own.
Yeah.
It's, like, heartbreaking, and don't understand how that's supposed to keep you sober, is to go be around these other people.
I mean, it works.
It's so funny
that
you...
It works in the way that, what?
You want to die. Those guys, like, have completely destroyed their lives from heroin.
Maybe it's projection.
And they do not want to die. They, like, they're living
life. Maybe it's just fucking projection.
Maybe you're jealous.
Yeah, I am. I'm jealous of a lot of people.
Right.
Anybody with, like, a consistent will to live when I don't see why.
You're making more money than you ever thought you'd
be making. It's a cliche, but, you know, obviously that doesn't...
It doesn't buy happiness, but...
I disagree.
There was that Nick Kroll joke when...
I've been doing drugs.
We saw him live. Where
and
he
I'm
was
pretty
like,
happy.
He was like, sometimes I look at, like, homeless freaks on the street, and I'm like, how have you not just fucking killed yourself? He's like, I'm on 2 television shows right now, and I constantly want to kill myself.
Because they have a fucking... That's a sweet humble brag joke by Nick Kroll.
Well, I think a lot of the problems... Guys like Nick Kroll,
I have such a big-ass dick, and I want to
kill myself.
Guys like
you and Nick Kroll,
people like that have this kind of depression, which is like, we're probably not ever going to kill ourselves.
No.
It's mostly self-indulgent, and it'll
it's
get
just
rid
about
of...
narcissism.
Because it's... Right, exactly.
Yeah, thinking
I mean,
about
it's
yourself
all,
constantly.
Exactly.
Yeah,
it's all so self-centered that the destruction of yourself is, like, not really a possibility.
Right.
The closer to that you get, you'll just become super fucking depressed. I mean, when you actually get to the point where you're like, okay, this is how I'm going to do it, and, like, this is the doorknob I'm going to use, and you put the belt around your neck, and you try it out and see how it feels, you just sort of max out and then collapse inwardly, and you come back out of it still continuing to be a piece of shit that's entirely self-centered.
Haven't learned anything.
If you don't have, like, any of your primary needs met in terms of shelter or food, those, like, problems are just, you don't have time to wallow in fucking self-pity. It's like, I just need a sandwich.
I need water. I haven't had water in 3 days.
Yeah. You're not thinking about, like, will I kill myself? Because it's like, will the weather kill me?
It's like being depressed is sort of like a bourgeois, like, thing.
Of course.
If you have to work 3 jobs to survive, you don't have time.
Right.
So, like, think about your place in the universe.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit sucks. I mean, also, I just wouldn't kill myself because I'm too fucking lazy. I have shit I've been meaning to do for years, dude. I got a fucking screenplay I've been meaning to finish.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not going to kill myself,
dude. Your surf and turf restaurant.
I would love to get a look at that goddamn screenplay.
Yeah, it's about a surf and turf restaurant owner.
It was so funny when we all tried to write together, and I was like, hey, can you write this thing? And it's just like, everything's spelled wrong.
No, that is
every
not
joke
true,
is
bitch.
That you're gay.
Yeah, yeah. It's just calling someone a fagaluduccio.
That's good a good one. That's a good joke. Now, I stand
it's
by
all
fagaluduccio.
Like lowercase letters. You can't even like the screenwriting software will capitalize things for you, and you were actively going back and decapitalizing.
Yeah.
Not that it matters.
Yeah, exactly.
But putting things in lowercase.
First of all,
just the
thing
really
you were talking about
tweak my,
is an Italian. It's a sketch where we speak fake Italian.
Mm-hmm.
So fagaluduccio is incredibly necessary. There's other things like succadicliani, sucking a dick in the mother's pussy. That was the impetus for the entire sketch.
Mm-hmm.
The remember sucking it.
Sucking a
fucking
pussy.
Sucking a fucking
incubus,
a sucking
but it's
pussy.
Impetus. And it doesn't mean impetus. It's like a demon that can't get its dick hard.
Yeah.
And it just flies into your room at night. And it's like, I'm fucking sorry. It's not you. I was molested. I don't know.
Just pulling a soft dick.
Just come on. Yeah. Just work. And then he's just sucked back to hell. He's brought back down to hell.
Where he's hard, but there's no pussy.
Yeah.
That's hell.
Yeah.
You send you to where all the good pussy is and your dick can't get hard.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you get back to hell, it's just you and your boys playing Xbox and you're hard as shit. Damn. We should redo fucking Dante's Inferno.
Yeah.
Yeah, for what? Like, what's
well, that's
the twist?
We got one level of hell already.
Not
the one
getting
we just talked
boner.
About.
Yeah.
You're always hard, but then when there's pussy around, you're never hard.
Yeah, you're gay.
No, that's not. I guess that could be. Yeah, I guess I did describe a gay guy. Just a guy hanging out with guys, and he's always hard. As soon as there's women around, he's soft.
Yeah,
that's what hell is. I don't know what else.
The second ring of hell.
The second ring of hell. Oh, they forget your fucking mayonnaise on the side when you order a fucking sandwich.
They put it on the sandwich.
I hate that. When I get a salad delivered, and sometimes I do, motherfuckers.
Dressing on the side.
Just be sent to the first circle of hell, where it's like you're not bad, you just kind of suck.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know.
Yeah, who even gets in there?
People that are like too annoying for heaven.
Mm.
Yeah.
You're harshing the vibe up here, dude.
The idea of an afterlife terrifies me.
Yeah, I would like it to just be over.
Yeah, right. It's not. There's none.
That would be terrible. I mean, obviously it's fake.
Yeah, yeah.
Imagine living forever.
Yeah. I feel the opposite way.
It's a good. Like, it's an idea someone came up with when you would only live to like 19.
Yeah, yeah.
If you
yeah.
were the king.
Right, 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 right.
You know?
Dude, I think about
where
that
it's like
shit.
You had 17 kids by the time you were 13. Yeah. And you're like, I wish I could watch one of them turn two before I die of old age
at
11 and a half.
No one knew their grandfather.
The concept of going to hell forever is so mean.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if that's like something God actually does,
yeah,
that
God's
is,
a fucking bitch.
That
dude.
Is so fucking mean.
Suck my dick, God.
Like, even, you know, whatever. Even if you're Hitler, like,
no, I mean, I don't know.
You should be able to, like, you know, go into some sort of...
You get 1,000 years of getting your ass fucked?
Yeah, and then, you know, after 1,000 years, you learned your lesson.
Yeah. After 1,000 years, you have to...
Eternal damnation is an insane concept.
Yeah. Yeah. Religion's fucking fucked up, man.
Eternal slam nation.
That would be cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just being beaten to death by Julia Vins for all of history. I would love that, dude. I want her to just fuck me up.
Just crush your head with her
just
thighs.
Smash my fucking head in between.
Smash your little soft dick in her thighs.
Just break my fucking skull.
There's an Asian bodybuilder girl who people are dubbing the real Chun-Li.
Oh, I've seen
her.
I've seen her.
Right? Her quads and her like ass. Like,
I'd love
like
to smash the real Chun-Li. 100%.
I mean, I think it would be so hard though. Like, if you're having doggy style sex with her butt would be like just like two stones.
Yeah, that's fine. As long as I can finagle my cock between them into the pussy, which I think I would have no issue doing. Especially if they're muscular cheeks. That's a big thing because too fat an ass when your dick is little as hell.
You can't access.
You can't be having that. That's like bumpers. You know what I mean? It's like
it's like bowling.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You like gutters, bowling, dude. You can't get your dick to the pins.
Yeah.
You can't just pull your cock out of Cosmic Bowling.
Slam some of the bowling.
Yeah.
Some of the fucking pins around.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to do that thing where you slide down the fucking actual bowling thing.
I've always wanted to take a head shit first in the ball return machine.
You should.
And see what happens.
Let's do it.
It just flies back?
Yeah.
I think you would just get it on your thighs.
Aisle 19, stop putting turds in the ball return machine.
Would you have to... Wait.
Huh?
The ball return machine?
It's always spinning, though, so it would just like fly back at you.
Wouldn't you have to shit down the gutter? What if we made a ball of frozen shit?
Uh-huh.
We all shit for months together, and we put it in a little
actually,
bag.
That would be cool as, like, one of those, like, polyurethane transparent balls, but with, like, a turd in the middle.
Is that, like, a skull? Yeah.
People are like, what the fuck is that? It's like, it's the last shit my dad ever took. He's in this bowling alley. He had to have the fucking giant pretzel dipped in nacho cheese, and he took a shit so difficult he died of a brain aneurysm. And now I'm here, remembering his legacy, bowling
you,
this
Pop
giant
Pop
turd down the sweet lanes.
Mm-hmm. Trying to get pussy with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is my dad's.
Yeah,
my
dad.
14.
Oh, sorry.
Are bowling alley guys, do those guys still exist? Do people go bowl? Like, wasn't that
they
before?
Do, but you got to get special shoes. You got to get the little bag. You got to get the shirts.
The
and most
bag.
Importantly, you got to get the right kind of underwear.
Of course.
And that's why you want to go to MacWeldon.com for smart design, premium fabrics, and simple shopping.
Simple
it's
ass shopping.
Simple ass. I'm mentally ass retarded.
Yeah.
And I was like, how do I use a computer? I don't know how to use Google. It's too hard. But then I went to MacWeldon.com. I'm like, this is easy.
This is easy peasy.
Easy peasy.
I love doing this.
Spend my caretaker's money.
And then you took the underwear off and you were like,
I don't know how to do nothing no more.
Good. Good addition.
Yep. I thought I was trying to set you up to go back.
Yeah, that'll be in there. MacWeldon.com. They got the finest hoodies, T-shirts, you know, socks, whatever the fuck you need for your undergarments.
Mm-hmm.
And they got a line of silver underwear and shirts that are naturally.
Naturally.
You know?
Straight from the earth.
It's from the earth, baby. From Africa.
From the earth.
You got naturally antimicrobial. Which means that they suck odor off your body.
Mm-hmm. The odors are little dicks.
Mm-hmm. You'll finally shed yourself of the indignity of what happened to you as a young man.
Referencing.
You're
making these
references. Finally be clean.
That's right, folks. With the silver line, you will forget your molestation.
Yeah, well, you know, there's a lot of things that happen. Nobody has an easy life.
They'll suck that sinful, sinful trail of
suck.
What?
To use that term.
The antimicrobials will suck.
Washes the soul like lashes.
Will suck
from
the
like a cat of nine tails.
The
like
wretched
strips of leather across your back. Self-flagellate. To just destroy every part of your body until all that exists is the soul, pure and clean and simple. With MacWeldon underwear. So go and check them out at MacWeldon.com and use promo code CUMTOWN. All capital letters, CUMTOWN. Receive 20% off your order. And guess what? If you don't like your underwear, you go ahead and call them up. They'll refund you and you can keep the underwear forever. Mm-hmm. It'll sit there at the back of your mind reminding you of what happened. You can get a refund. You can get your money back.
But,
you can't
but it'll
change
never
the
change the feeling when that underwear fondled you. Fondled your nuts.
For real, though, folks. Check them out.
Great company.
Back well done. And we're back.
This episode is our finest advertising.
I think it's been
dude,
okay.
I'm the fucking first... Don Draper, dude.
Dude, that's good.
Why would you... Let someone molest you.
Don, dude. Damn, what a world that was, dude. Don Draper could just get so much pussy.
Old gold cigarettes.
Yeah.
It's not just for you. It's for the child inside of you that was molested. Old gold cigarettes. They're molested. And that's the campaign.
I love
Don,
it,
you've
Don.
Done it again. Don, you son of a bitch. You fucking son of a bitch. You've done it again. Damn. I feel like I can only do John Hamm if I got the headphones in.
Mm.
I'm gay.
How is it? Is this him?
No, it sounds good. Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
I know what you're doing.
A little too Obama-y.
Yeah. I'm Ron Schott.
I'm gay. Yeah. I'm Don Draper. I'm Barack Obama, and I'm gay.
Oh, man. I used to fucking love Mad Men, dude.
Yeah.
That was a good ass
show. I'm trying to get into The Terror.
What is that?
It's an AMC show about like some passage, the Northwest Passage expedition.
Oh,
but it's the ensemble. Fuck. It's the ensemble cast from Rome, and I used to fuck with Rome heavy.
Yeah, I loved that show.
That show was great, dude. Yeah, that episode where Titus Pullo has to like fight those dudes, and what are the other guy? He finally like jumps in and saves him for the 13th Legion. I straight up cried at that.
Titus is like the really tall, like good fighter guy.
Yeah.
I've never seen Rome. Like I said, I've seen Spartacus. Yeah. Showtime. Where they have big fake dicks.
In that show, speaking of big dicks, there's like an episode where one of the aristocrat ladies gives another aristocrat lady a big dick guy as a gift.
Whoa,
like
that's so nice of her.
Yeah.
That's a cool type of slave to be, man.
A big dick slave.
The big dick slave was like traded amongst rich whores.
It's not a bad.
Did he have to do anything else?
Yeah, he has to fuck these.
But does he have to do like fucking chores?
I'm sure he has to do chores too. Yeah,
that sucks. I guess that's true.
Yeah.
Damn, that's a good life. Because the thing is about chores, man. If you only have to do a couple of them, it makes you feel good.
That was the most expensive show ever before Game of Thrones. Right?
Rome?
I think so. I think it was like too expensive to keep making it.
What was it on? HBO?
HBO and BBC. It was like a joint.
Damn. Was it good?
It was pretty good.
I should check it out.
It wasn't as good as, like, Deadwood or Sopranos.
Why does everybody speak British in the Roman Empire?
With a British accent?
No, yeah, because you do Latin. A period drama about fucking...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
About Rome or whatever. They all have to have British accents, and they can't use contractions.
Yeah.
That's how you make it seem.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, let us have dinner.
Yeah, yeah. All the U's are V's.
But why the fuck? Like, they could be speaking any tongue.
Because it should be.
Let's do Cholo.
It should have Italian accent.
Yeah. If anything, yes. You're right.
Caesar, why you fucking my ass? Why you come here and do Senate and you fucking the Senate's ass?
There were some people on that show with Italian accents.
Because it's okay to fucking ass. That's what we all do. It is why the empire would be destroyed. But it's okay because that's fucking feels so good. We do their friends. So we all fuck each other's ass and try to get gold from the Gauls. But it becomes fucked up because we are too busy ass fucking back here in Rome and out in the colonies. They do not understand how we do so much ass fucking in the country. The culture, you know, so it creates a cultural dissonance, and then the entire empire collapses. But that's okay because it feels so good to fuck
good to fuck
it feels
ass.
So good to fuck my ass.
Fuck my ass, Brutus. That's why Brutus killed him.
Brutus, and it all just Brutus. Fucked Caesar.
Yeah.
They're all just ramming cocks into his body. He's like, just being fucked to death. And then Brutus gets a little peace. He's like, hey, Brutus, you too, you fuck me.
That sounds actually kind of hot.
Yeah, the great jism.
They killed him prison style.
The cocks of March.
Phone check.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of Oz, Oz is not a good show, but when Beecher finally loses it and takes a shit on that guy's face.
Is that the guy who gets raped a bunch?
Yeah, Beecher? But then the Nazi that rapes him eventually, like, he just fucking ices him. Just fucks him up with weights in the gym and then shits on his face in front of everybody.
Wait, what was that episode? God. We were talking about it this weekend, too, with the cum jizz shit, or the jizz shit piss smoothie that the guy throws on the other guy in Oz.
Oh, I don't know.
When was that?
I don't know, but there's an episode of Lock Up Raw where this admitted prison rapist says what he does is he crushes up light bulbs and puts them in a little cup with piss and shit and then throws it at people so that it'll cut them up. And he's like, yeah, that way you get the shit and piss and the wounds and fucks them all up. He's like, I just love the booty. I'm crazy about
Is that the guy who makes people eat his ass?
Yeah, I think so.
That guy rules. Yeah. He's like,
Lock Up Raw is just about like, they don't use condoms or something?
Yeah. That's very funny, dude. Prison rape isn't funny, Adam.
I agree.
It's a real thing that happens to people who deserve it, but...
Ah, fuck, dude.
I love that take. It's like, how you gonna let somebody fuck your ass in jail.
So true.
You know? How you gonna have sex in a bathroom?
Yeah, you get raped to death in a bathroom. Classic. Classic bit. From the old days.
From the DC days.
Honestly, shout out Rollo Boykins.
Shout out Rollo.
He did the show?
That has to be one of the funniest live comedy things I've ever seen happen.
Which one?
Rollo is having an okay set. He's having an okay set. I mean, we think he's hilarious, but
at
it's
Wonderland
all of Adam's, like, just dickless hipster
friends. It was
just
random
just
DC
weenie
people.
Ass. Yeah, you know, they all went to a lawyer school with him so they could press charges.
I didn't know any of those people in the room.
People that...
I did
those
literally
were all Adam's
calls.
Best friends from
my
childhood.
Whatever. Okay, anyway.
He grew up with them.
Yeah,
they were all his bar
mitzvah. He's like... shouting out girl like white women having pink areolas.
Oh, I love that
laughing.
Bit.
Yeah. He's using like, you know,
I got brownies.
He's saying the N-word and white people are laughing, you know, nervously or whatever.
Because they have to.
And like his
as reparations.
Okay, and then midway through he just goes, nah, but seriously, gay sex is disgusting.
How you just gonna be gay, man? God, just getting raped to death in a bathroom and shit.
Go have sex in a bathroom.
Salute Rollo, man.
Yeah, he's back in New York. We had him on Funny Moms.
He did Funny Moms.
Two shows ago.
Rollo Boykins.
And thank you to everyone that came out on Monday. We missed you, Stop.
Sorry,
I
wish I could have been
there. He was doing a bit one time about, like, and again, it was like all those, like dumbass hipster kids or whatever. Talking about, like, man, why the fuck you gonna just die for your Jordans, man? That's shoes.
I love that.
And because it's all white people, it's like, yeah, of course you wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
And he's like used to doing that joke or whatever, like, you know,
in black rooms.
In like those PG County, you know, like the nightclub ballroom.
Mike
Nights.
Yeah.
You know, violence underground. Heaven and hell.
At the disco.
Heaven and hell.
Tabak, remember Tabak?
Yeah.
Yeah, Tabak.
Apex.
Oh, Apex is a good
name. I just call it Too Black.
Yeah.
I love that room.
I used to love Tabak.
Tabak, yeah.
Rollo would just do like an hour before the show started. He would just stay on the mic and mock people.
Yeah, just be mean.
And then it would
people.
Be like 90 minutes in and be like, all right, and then just he
what
would bring
say?
It up.
One of the
when
funniest
he was
things.
Like, he told that woman, it was a bit of his where he saw, Someone called him too black.
How'd it go?
Yeah.
Nick, you know this bit, the one where it's snap.
I don't want to just do check out Rollo.
Yeah.
I'll quote like crowd work that he did. And do it again. We were at Tabak one time and there's this like old, just like cool as shit black dude wearing like, you know, like a nice suit, you know.
Yeah.
And he had the suit jacket just draped over his shoulders, you know, where you don't put your arms through the sleeves.
Real
Godfather look. This is the coolest person in the world.
Yeah.
You know, the guy who's never been taken down a notch.
Right.
And he walked to the bathroom, and he walks past Rollo on the stage, and then he comes back from the bathroom, and he's walking past Rollo with his fucking, you know, jacket draped over his shoulders. And Rollo looks at him, he's like, ooh, damn. He said, I got my jacket on and off. And everyone's just laughing at this guy. And he was like, damn.
Yeah. Was Tabak the same place where that guy tried to fuck Jamel?
Maybe, yeah.
That rules.
Yeah.
So some guy tried to fuck him?
My man said he got his jacket on and off.
Yeah, some drunk guy goes up to Jamel. He's like, yeah, like what I'm saying is like, where the hoes at?
Yeah.
And then he like comes up closer to Jamel. He's like, yeah, he's like, where the end's at, too.
Oh,
yeah,
you got to say it.
You
got to
say it, dude.
Sorry.
No,
say it.
You got to say it. You brought it up.
You brought it up. You got to say it.
But what I really mean is, where the...
No. You got to say it. Sorry, pal.
He was supposed to be on the podcast last week. He bailed on us.
Yeah.
Back to L.A.
Fucking bitch. Fuck L.A.
Shout out to...
It's like, I'm trying to go to L.A. Bro, we should honestly go on trip. Like, do tours, but go, like... Go on like a hike, have like little adventures.
I would love it, dude. I went deep. I went fishing.
Tiny
on a Toon boat.
Adventures. You
know? Tiny Toon Adventures. Yeah,
we're tiny. We're toony. We're all a bit of loony.
We're all loony. All a little loony.
I went fishing on a boat for the first time, and that shit fucking rules, man.
Yeah,
catching a fish, ending a life.
Yeah,
drawing
did you eat your
first
fish?
Blood. Yeah, we grilled it.
What kind of fishes?
Striped bass.
Mm.
Delicious. Yeah, dude, I got pounds of it.
Really?
Yeah.
I just
want to
be out on the ocean.
dude, it's really nice. We should charter a boat, seriously. Get a captain.
I love it.
You tell us his story.
Can we go? Oh, let's go
let's
on a
take
fucking
sailing lessons and become nautical.
Dude, let's go on a boat tour. Let's do a coastal tour.
We talked about buying a boat, didn't we?
No, we talked about getting a van.
Getting a van. Which we should do, actually.
Or a John Madden bus.
We should buy just a shitty-ass car.
We should get a John Madden bus.
I mean, yeah, of course we should.
Outback Steakhouse.
How much would that cost?
Probably $2.8 million.
Dude, we rented an RV this weekend, and it is so sick.
Like, how much
was
an
of
RV?
Traveling, I think it was like $300 a day. Yeah. It was sort of like an Airbnb for RVs. Yeah, so like people could put up their RVs and you could rent it for a while. Yeah, yeah. But just as like a way of getting around, it's so tight.
We need a little van, dude.
Yeah, yeah. It would be awesome. Do you get a Sprinter or something? That'd be sick.
Mm-hmm. Where the fuck are we going in the South? A bunch of places.
Is that confirmed?
I think so. Nashville? Not the Houston. I don't think the Houston shit's going to happen.
Nashville, though. Where else? We'll announce it when we know.
Yeah,
the
everything's
so.
It's
not
till
November, but
we're confirmed for like Atlanta, Charlotte,
hell yeah,
Nashville, and then one other place, and then maybe Houston.
Yeah,
we got to figure out travel though, because it's like
we end in Charlotte, and then we'd have anyway. Who cares?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
We should do that tour. We should
we should
do little trips, get a little
how
BBQ.
How are we selling on the Autobahn? We should plug
pretty Autobahn good. Yeah. Oh yeah. Come out to the Autobar
that's
on the motherfucking 12th.
Live, come town.
Please buy them fucking tickets.
Road event in Baltimore.
Also, Caroline's.
Oh, yeah. Go see our boy, Nicholas.
9, 10, 11. I'll be at Caroline's.
If you're in D.C. this weekend, Nick and I will be at Big Hunt.
No, I don't plug that.
Don't, we're not
you don't get
plug
any
it.
Fucking money off that shit.
We're not
yeah, don't
money.
Plug that.
Never mind. So don't.
They will not be. No one in this podcast is going to be in DC.
Yeah, that's true. We're not going to. I canceled the trip just now. Actually, I should have. I found out right after we booked that I could have seen Gucci and Cam this weekend for free.
Wow. Yeah. Can I? Well, I can't go.
I was going to say.
I know.
I wish give you those tickets, but. Anyway, but yeah, and then the first we're gonna be in Cleveland, and
on the second we're gonna be in
the second we're gonna be we
do a live show 4/20.
4/20 on the 2nd of September,
and then flying right to fucking Boston, Cleveland, Boston tour.
Laugh Boston,
8 o'clock, cop them shits, and then I have a bunch of dates for right now. I will be Charlottesville on the 17th, that's a Friday, 18th. I'm back in Baltimore a week after we just did the live show, but I'm doing stand-up. And it's a gallery opening with my little brother. So it's the Halkis Brothers Night of Art. So my little bro is going to be displaying
his
art.
You know, I'll be signing pictures.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Nick will be signing pictures of my brother.
I'll be signing. If you bring me it, I will only sign. You have to bring me a headshot of one of the American Gladiators, and I will sign it. The original American Gladiators.
Yeah, original.
Not just
cast.
New bullshit.
No, thank you.
Turbo, Laser.
Yep.
Yeah.
Raper.
He was cool back then. Yeah. The fucking 90s.
And then I'm back. I make my triumphant return to Philly. Hopefully I'm not too fucked up by then. On the 19th, sorry for canceling. I will be there even if it's in a fucking walking boot. Mm-hmm. I will make it happen on the 19th. And I have a fucking website, baby. Stavy.biz. Stavy.biz for all ticket links. There's Chicago coming up. There's fucking Fairfield, Connecticut. There's fucking New Orleans and fucking Lafayette and some other shit we will be adding as it goes along. You can also find links to the Cumtown live shows, not just my shows, on that website. So go there and come suck our little pricky tops.
Yes, check that shit out. And if you're a muscular woman, please kill me. Please show up and crush my skull and
squeeze
kill me.
Nick's head between your just thighs.
Crack it open. Like
what's up with that? The abductor and the inductor, whatever the fuck it's called. Abductor and what the fuck?
What do you mean, what's up with it?
Like, what, people are just closing their legs and shit?
Yeah.
Oh, that, like, spring thing?
Yeah. What's going on there?
What do you mean?
Why is that an exercise?
What do you mean, why is that an exercise?
Is that good for you?
It's sort of like what Nick does with the squeezy thing with his
hands.
But
with your thighs and shit?
Thighs. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well,
my grip strength is getting out of fucking control lately.
Like, good or bad?
Yeah. Here, watch this.
No, I don't want it. It's going to hurt.
Well, because I'm stressed, but also...
Ah! Come on, dude. Ow. Owie. Stop.
Nick just turned red.
Yeah.
On Adam's bitch-ass little dainty-ass hands.
Yeah. I'm so embarrassed about my hands and wrists. It's That's my
You do have bitch ass wrists.
I got ladies' hands.
Look how easy it is to put my arm. I put my thumb in my.
We probably we have both the have same thin wrists.
Yours are harder.
Me and Adam have the same frame.
My whole life.
I did something about it.
That's right.
That's not true, dude. I've been working out.
All right, good. I'm proud of you. Look.
Yeah. Damn, I tried to pull Adam's pants down so we could see his
dick.
Because
a lot of people don't understand the ethos of shitting on your boys. It's about lifting people up.
Mm-hmm.
You don't let other men get away. Look, this is a Red Pill podcast.
Yeah, that's right.
You wear down people's egos to the point that they can be honest with
you. You break them.
And then you lift each other up.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yep.
And that's how we establish a death cult.
That's right.
By creating an environment where no one feels safe. No one feels
secure. That's right. No one can let their guard down for a second without fear of being called gay.
Yeah.
Because being called gay... Being gay is wrong.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the fundamental ideals here.
Because ultimately, it's about freedom. And the only free people are the ones that are willing to accept their homosexuality. For the rest of us, an eternal prison.
Our out gay men.
I cannot wait to set up our perfect white ethno state, boys.
I don't know. We've each individually had our own moments of like, I guess I should just try starting with trans women.
Yeah.
Like moments on the show. You know?
Yeah.
You take a look into the light and it's too bright and you
have to run away from it. I will still give it a whirl, I think.
Maybe.
At some point in my life.
Maybe that's how I have to spend my 30s.
Big ass titties. Trans. I can't tell. I'll jerk off a little dick.
But
a little hairless dick.
They're like hard titties, though.
Dude, technology is unbelievable.
Look, a lot of things in life are hard, Adam.
That's right.
You gotta work through it. You got to prove something to yourself.
Nick's so correct about that.
All right. Well, that's the show. Thanks,
bye, guys.
Thank you. Bye-bye.